broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. Welcome back to the show. We are excited to have Deanna Frey joining us here, our Reiki Master, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Practitioner, and owner of Blue Skies Journey from beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Jill. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, thanks for being here. This is exciting work you do. Go to the website to learn more, blueskiesjourney.com. Let me spell that, BlueSkiesJourney.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, this is exciting. We're going to find out first a little bit about you. It's important, I think, to get to know you and how you got into this field.
Yeah, it's a little different. I will say that I spent, I'm a scientist by background and training. So I spent, I have a master's degree in chemistry of all things from Duke University. And I spent 25 years in pharma. And then I ended up over here. I kind of felt that pull that a lot of other people do, like there's something more. There's, you know, what else is there? And so I went on my journey. And so as I went on my journey to learn things, I was like, you know, I could help a lot of other people here, not just myself. I'm learning stuff. It took me a lot to find them and thought I could help other people.
Now, so wait. As a child, you mentioned you were always curious about things, right? You wanted to be with an archaeologist, astronomer.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about you, about your childhood, where you grew up and how you went down this path and then how you got into the energy healing, which we're going to dive into specifically all that you do as well.
So I grew up in a very rural area in Connecticut. And I was an only child. And so we had lots of woods and I used to play and stuff. And so as a kid, I don't even know how I came across it, but I literally would go digging in the yard and go, oh, look, I'm an archaeologist digging for, I'm not sure how I learned about that. But I did. And I just loved to play in streams. And I was always, you know, messing around with all kinds of things like that. And one of my favorite memories is with my grandmother. We used to watch Jacques Cousteau on television all the time. And so by the time I got to high school, I was like, I'm going to be a marine biologist. And that's not what I ended up doing, but I did end up with a chemistry degree.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for being here, for joining us. And let's now talk a little about energy healing, what it even is and why it's important. Would you mind telling us, for those new time listeners out there, I might say, wait, what is energy healing? What is Reiki? What does all this mean? And by the way, there's many things that you do, past life regressions, quantum healing hypnosis, and archangelic light healing. So we're going to talk about everything today. So let's start with just the basics of energy healing, if you don't mind.
Sure. So a lot of people say to me, how did you go from science to this, right? And so I say, well, if you look at things, everything is energy. The scientist looks at things and says everything's energy. And so that means that we can adjust things in our environment, in our body, if we look at the energy. And so energy healing is really looking at, especially when we're doing it in a body, it's like looking at our entire body and all the layers and actually adjusting the energy in it to help heal various things, whether it's emotional or physical or even, you know, our thoughts, anything like that. And so it's a really great, it's one of those things we often overlook. You know, a lot of people will go for a massage, right? You might go for a massage or you might go to the chiropractor and get an adjustment, all wonderful things. But there's also the energy that's in there. So if your energy is in balance from one part, from your head to your toe, then it doesn't really matter if you did the other stuff. That's great. It's going to go right back to where it was. Right? So it's like getting everything. It's kind of keeping your systems running, keeping everything going well.
Got it. What are some of the things that it can help with?
It really,
you're going to say everything,
really,
right?
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, so certainly there's physical things it can help with if you have physical aches and pains. Absolutely. One of the things I find that the combination of the way I do energy healing really, really helps with is all kinds of emotional things, all that stress and just even healing emotional issues. It can really, really help with that. I can't tell you how many times a client gets up and goes, okay, so when can I do this again? Oh my gosh, I feel amazing. So I was like, yeah.
Stress, anxiety, which I just feel like that word has become so common, especially after the pandemic and all that we went through with that. And by the way, the work that you're doing can be done as we're doing here today on a Zoom, on a phone call. Energy healing can be done anywhere around the world. Could you explain that concept?
Yeah, so it's a kind of, it's an interesting thing, and it kind of goes again to the fact that everything's energy. Mm-hmm. So when I'm working, whether I'm working with you directly, you know, in the same room or not, I'm still all working kind of with all that universal energy, right? That energy that surrounds all of us every day, we can call it how it, I mean, people call it from all kinds of things, from life energy to universal energy to God energy to whatever you would like to call it. But that energy is all around us. So all I have to do is essentially kind of do what we're doing now. All I have to do is kind of broadcast that healing to the person,
so
and they receive it.
Chronic pain, like for example, I've had this bad tendon in my arm for months and did physical therapy and it hasn't worked. So energy healing is something that could be sent to someone with pain, chronic pain as well?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. And also the other thing to look into, which is something else we talked about here, is sometimes there's a reason beyond the current stuff why we have an issue that we have.
Interesting. It goes all the way back. And even though we're going to talk about past life too, right? I don't know if we should bring it up yet or not.
Yeah, you know, yes, that's a great time. Yes, it can be past lives. It can be the past of this life. Sometimes it's something that happened as a child that we've internalized and we don't even realize it's going on, right? And then it's kind of like, oh, that's what that is. Okay. All right. So sometimes you can just get that information strictly from a past life. A lot of times if I have a choice when I'm telling people, I would suggest doing more of a quantum healing hypnosis, because we do both past life, which is awesome, but then we also get to talk to their higher self and kind of ask, hey, so if I'm talking to your higher self, I'm like, so what's going on with Jill's arm there? What causes that?
Yeah. Is it really the mouse and texting and cleaning, or is something deeper going on? Interesting. And you mentioned the word quantum healing. Could you just share what that means? Some people
sure.
might say, well, that's a big word.
Yeah. So it's basically describing that kind of universal energy I was talking about, right? It's kind of, it's the scientific way of describing that universal energy. It's like everything is the quantum field is that energy that's all around us. That's the scientific term. So healing in that space just means we're working up in that space. And being able to kind of bring in the information, et cetera. So that's, it's a pretty broad topic for sure.
Beautiful. Wow. So by the way, Blue Sky's journey, you mentioned the goal is to help people heal their spirit, unveil who they're meant to be, and step into their flow of their ideal life. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now let's talk about this quantum healing hypnosis. What does it involve and why would you do a session with this?
So it's basically, what it involves is, I guess I would say there's three main parts. So the first part is always a past life regression, where we can get whatever information you need to get. Now, what I should step back and say is, what does it involve? It involves contacting your higher self. And so for those people that aren't like, what on earth is that your higher self? Okay. Your higher self is that part of you that has seen everything that you've ever done.
Okay.
Across any lifetime, mm-hmm. across anything. And you might even kind of almost refer to it a little bit like your soul. Ooh. It's not exactly the same, but it's pretty close. I mean, that's a very good comparison. So in this quantum healing hypnosis session, you're going to get access to your higher self in a way that you might not normally do. Some people who do really good meditation can do this by themselves, but most of us, like me, need a little help sometimes. So that's what we're doing. We're contacting your higher self. We do it first with a past life. Whatever, what does your higher self want you to see and experience? That's what's really important. It's like being in that past life is like going to a really good 3D movie, right? You're experiencing that past life. Then we go and talk to your higher self. And if you have healing that you need, like physical or psychological or emotional, then we ask the higher self to bring in healing, which is awesome. It's amazing. And then we ask any questions you have. I mean, literally any questions, like, what was this happened when I was a kid? How many times have I reincarnated? You know, I mean, all kinds of things. What's the biggest one? What's my purpose for this lifetime? What am I supposed to be doing? What do I do next? How can I do, like, all that directional stuff? And that's what I find a lot of people are really looking for help with right now. It's like, I'm not sure where to go. I need some help. And who better to give you help than yourself?
Yeah. And you, okay, when you mention the word past life regression, right? Are we talking about, is it like trauma that has been passed down generation to generation? Is that what it is?
So past life regression is really just your a regression to whatever your lifetime you had. It may be passed down from generation to generation. So if you had some issue, let's say, for instance, I'm claustrophobic. So where does that go, right? Where does that come from? I've never had anything happen here. So when we go to the past life, it's kind of like, oh, I had a past life where maybe I died from not being able to breathe somehow. Mm-hmm. And I've carried that trauma forward to this lifetime. Doesn't need to be here. So we find out what it is, and then we get rid of it.
Awesome. And this is fascinating work you're doing. We got to remind everyone how we could reach out to you. Could you share the website and phone number or any social media pages that are important to you?
Sure. The website is blueskiesjourney.com.
Okay.
The Blue Skies is always spelled a little differently. BlueSkyes, journey.com. I am on Facebook at blueskiesjourney.com, on Facebook as well. And phone number is 919-788-1442.
What happened to my camera?
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to push it back on. I don't know what happened. There I'm so go. Sorry. I'm here. Hi. Well, let me ask this. How did you come up with the name for your company? And could you share any healing experience stories with us? We'd love to hear that. You know, seeing is believing.
Yeah. So I came by the name. Remember I said everything, I was on my own journey.
Yes.
And so that's part of it. It was like being a journey. Many years ago, after a particularly difficult point in my life, I decided that from now on, everything was going to be blue skies. I was like, that was my attitude. That's how I was going to look at it. No more anything else. It's nothing but blue skies. And so then when I put this together, I was like, what a perfect thing. This is my goal is to help everybody on their blue skies journey, whatever that may be. Do they need healing? Do they need guidance? Do they need whatever? So that's kind of how I ended up with this name. It just seemed to fit.
Oh, well, thank you. And could you talk about some of the things you're helping people with energetically, helping them with? Yeah, I would love to hear some stories.
Here's an interesting energy healing one. Now, this is unusual. It doesn't happen all the time, but it's always interesting because everybody's session, as many times as I do this, are different because everybody's different. Mm-hmm. But I did a session with someone that when I was working on them, and I happened, they had issues actually with their arms too, their hands.
Oh, wow. See?
And I had my hands on their arm, and I was giving them energy, and they're like, I felt the heat. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't you that was holding me. It was my grandmother. And I literally saw my grandmother there, and she winked at me, and she gave me some things, and then it was back to you again. And I was like, how amazing is that her grandmother felt comfortable to use me as a conduit to be able to give her that message that meant the world to her.
That is powerful.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it can be something like that. I've had husbands and wives as a couple come in to do a quantum healing hypnosis session separately. They had been to a variety of marriage counseling, for instance. And they desperately wanted to save their marriage, but it just, nothing was seeming to work. And as a result of the session, they both had a completely different perspective on what they were seeing in their life, because for one of them, they got to experience the life that they thought they had wanted here and hadn't gotten. And they got to see that they had it in a past life. And it was like, I don't ever want to have that happen again. That was soul crushing. And it's like, exactly. Now you know why you have the life you have now. It was just, it's amazing to see the perspective change. I never thought I'd see that.
Wow. I never even heard about healing couples in a sense.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever heard of doing couple sessions like this as well.
Now, they were, to be fair, they're not together in one session,
Oh, okay.
right? I did each one individually,
Okay.
but obviously I knew the story from both of them.
Yes.
And so I helped them each frame it with, and each one came out with a different perspective to better understand what was going on and each other. And be able to heal stuff. It's really, and I had one person who sent me back. I love this. She sent me, because I just wanted to let you know, within a month or so after our session, my whole life changed. I'm like, okay, what do you mean? She goes, well, I got a new job. I sold my house. I bought a new one near to my daughter. I got a new job. I found a new boyfriend. Wow, my life is amazing. I'm like, okay, I love it. I love it. So yeah, it can be like, it can be as big as that. Doesn't have to be, but it can be.
Oh my goodness. This is exciting work that you do. And
I know, I
if
love
someone's
it.
interested, you know, how do they know what they need? I guess, do you offer that a discovery call, right?
To figure, yeah, I have a
explain
I
that have process.
A,
thank you.
Sure. I on if they go to my website, there is a thing there that says schedule a consultation.
Yep.
And so we get a call together and just talk about what is it you're looking to do. And then I can kind of say, okay, this is what may or may not work for you. Let's, you know, and give you an idea of what thing, what might work for you after understanding what it is that you need.
Wow. And I'm going to the website now myself, blueskiesjourney.com, to read up more about Deanna Frey. If you are just tuning in, we're excited to talk a little bit about the work she's doing. We're talking hypnosis, we're talking energy healing, past life regression, and so much more. You mentioned mindset as something that took a while for you to conquer, and I think a lot of people need to change their mindset. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, part of that mindset, I think, is from the scientific thing, right?
Okay.
It's kind of like, wait, how could any of this be real? How could, and that's where people wonder, like, how did you make that science
yep.
jump, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you, and a lot of how I've progressed here is to kind of say, what if, right? It's that mindset of, okay, so maybe it isn't real, but what if it is,
yeah.
right? So if I just do, I'm just going to do this and see if it works, it works. If I'm such a scientist, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm just going to pretend, I'm just going to, what if it works? And so by allowing myself to be open and say, what if,
mm-hmm.
I allowed myself to receive it and then actually see the, wow, this is pretty cool. That's a great what if.
Yeah, for sure. And then also you're also, and intuitive, right? You do angel card readings. That's something that I saw
yeah.
on the website. Could you share what that entails?
Yeah, so that's just, it's basically get a chance. This is one of those things that I did, what if? And it was like, if you had said to me, you are going to speak to angels, I'll be like, yeah, right.
What?
I'm not irreligious or anything like that, but I'm not super religious. I didn't grow up with angels
mm-hmm.
per se, but they stepped in and that's who I talk. I'm like, okay. And so in a reading like that, it's really, you come in and, we sit down and we just go through the cards and listen to what they have to say. It can be just a general thing, like, what do they have to say to you? Or it can be, you have questions and we answer them. And I love using the cards because that scientist in me needs, it's almost like I need that backup. It's like, and every time the card comes up, I'm like, you can't make this up. I literally just said that. And this is what it says on the card. So anyway.
Yay. And you also offer, you teach Reiki yeah. certification as well, if someone's interested in getting into this.
Yeah, I teach both Reiki and Archangelic Light. I teach both of those certifications. Yep.
Wow. There's a lot going on. Do you have any classes or events coming up that you wanted to share?
I have a lot of them. Now, I will say the Reiki and Archangelic Light classes are all in person at this point. And so I'm in Raleigh, but you can come to them. I do have a whole bunch, especially next month. I have an Archangelic Light practitioner class coming up. And how I work my classes in February is when the classes, how I work my classes is if there isn't a current class available, then people can request a class and
yeah.
I will schedule one to meet their schedule.
All
so
right.
if people go and go, hey, I'd like one and it's not available, let me know.
All right. What else did you want to share about you and your services? There's so much to your journey and the stuff that you're doing to help people. So let me ask you, what else did you want to talk about for the rest of the show?
I think I just wanted to kind of share, and it's probably easy to kind of tell, share my passion about what I do. I just really, really, really love it. I love seeing the difference in people Like I said, one of the biggest things I think the quantum healing sessions do, for instance, or even the past life regressions for that matter, is changing people's perspective. It's really interesting to see the difference in it. People may just walk in and just be, you know, like we are now. And then when they finish with the session, they're just like so light and they're like, can I give you a hug? I'm like, sure. You know, that kind of thing. It's just watching that difference in them, watching them shine and knowing that you help them, right? And knowing that you're helping them on their journey. And, you know, I'm make myself accessible too. So, you know, it's like, yeah, send me a email. I'm always love to hear from you. What's going on? And I do hear from people from years past too. So.
Wow. And, you know, I feel like it's still, you know, we're 2.5 weeks into January, but it's still a new year, new you. And I feel that inspiration. You know, there's a lot that happens during the holidays and the anxiety and the angst. And then the new year, people want to start fresh. People want, you know, to go on to feel better about themselves. So, you know, what would you say about the time is now? I mean, it really is. There's no other time like the present to get started.
Yeah, you know, what I have seen both for myself and for my clients is that last year was a lot about kind of going inside, doing some general healing, kind of figuring things out. And what I'm really seeing now is people are like, okay, I'm done. I'm really feeling the push. Like, I need to do something more. I need to get going. I need to, whatever it is. Sometimes it's change their job. Sometimes it's move somewhere else. Sometimes it's just explore the kind of things I do, whatever. But I think this is really the time people are really feeling that push. And I'm really getting a lot of people that are interested in doing that. And like you said, Jill, there's no time like the present, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. I would love to hear. Now, can you do energy healing on yourself? Do you still need to see someone? Or how does that process work for someone who is a healer? Can you heal? can you be healed by yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to kind of check in with other people too, because, you know, this thing, in case there's some blind spot that you're not seeing for whatever reason. But absolutely, as an energy healer, one of the responsibilities I have is to regularly heal myself. So I do those little self-healing sessions for myself on a regular basis. And that also makes my energy even better for when I work with clients, never mind just the healing part for me.
Wow. And you know, we only have, 3.5 minutes left. It goes so quick. For today's show, how did you want to end off for people listening out there who may, you know, be in need of this type of healing? Maybe not even know it yet, or maybe too scared to come forward to say, hey, there is something that I need help to work on. Because it's always a problem for people to kind of bring something to a stranger, right? There's that trust factor. There's that I'm embarrassed factor.
Yeah. So I think, that's a great question. So there's a couple of things. One, that when anybody does a session with me, regardless whether it's energy healing or past life or quantum healing, when you get to know me, when you're working with me, whatever we discuss is between you and me. And you know what? I have seen and heard so many things, both personally, my own stuff, but other things. Nothing you say is going to surprise me. Nothing's going to be weird or unusual or whatever. It's really about you feeling comfortable and knowing that you've got somebody compassionate sitting on the other side of you. And if you want, if you're not sure if you what you want to do, if this is, I really encourage you to go to the website. There's a lot of information there. You can read up about the different services. Even in the blog, I have a blog there that I do part sometimes, but there's some information in there too. And of course, you can always schedule a call. Absolutely, schedule a call if you're not sure. You know, I'd be happy to talk with you about it.
And then how do you know also what someone needs? That's something with an initial conversation you could figure out, because it could be a few of the different modalities together, right?
Yeah. So it's just really talking about them and seeing where they're at. Some of it is just, it's all about that compassionate listening, right? And hearing what they're not saying, right? And hearing what they're trying to get through. And also, it's part of that intuition that I plug into, right? So my intuitive team will say, hey, you know, ask them about this. And then we get to the root of what it might be.
Interesting. Yeah. All going to the root cause. Yes, we got to get down to the bottom of it to help to heal. And in closing today, is there a quote that you wanted to share? How did you want to leave off with your listeners?
One of the things I have, and I probably won't remember exactly this, but it really is about opening the door and letting the magic in. Sorry, It's like, open your door and let the magic in. And just kind of see what unfolds.
Beautiful. All right, and be open to it and try something new for the new year and make yourself better. I mean, what do you have to lose? That's the one thing the pandemic taught me, even though it was horrific and sad and so hurtful. I looked at the good to come out of it. It was that life is so precious. We need to start living our lives now and make the best of it, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Perfect. Thank you so much. One more time, tell us all the ways we can contact you, please.
You can go to the website, blueskiesjourney.com, spelled BLUESKYES, and journey.com. I'm on Facebook at Blue Skies Journey. And you can give me a call at 919-788-1442, or you can send me an email at Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, at blueskiesjourney.com.
Well, thank you for being here, for joining us. And I love that. Deep within your soul is a door that opens into a world of wonder. Open the door and let the magic in. Love that quote. Thank you. I was reading it before. I was hoping you'd say that one.
I was trying. I can never remember it exactly. So I'm so glad you read it because it's so perfect.
It is. Well, thank you so much for being here. And reach out again for that free 30-minute consultation, blueskiesjourney.com. That's BLUESKYES, journey.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jill. It was a pleasure to speak with you today.
Same here. Have a fantastic day. And to all of our listeners, stay tuned. More of the show is coming right up.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.